And the reality is that last night, I mean, right when I got the alert, I came down from my place. I walked over to the park. I talked to some of the officers. I talked to the commander at the time by phone at first. And just obviously started talking to the neighbors about what was going on and how people were feeling. This is, I think, for all of us, a serious issue. It's something that needs to be addressed. I don't know. I just came in about 5 minutes ago from City Hall, so I'm not sure what you covered. I assume you probably did a good cover of what's going on, what you guys are working on right now. I think most of you know that if you look at the span of the last 10, 15 years and the neighborhood community and the Wilmore community, there have been generally incredibly positive changes, particularly for those of you that have been living here for 10, 15 plus years. And so this spike that we've had recently, and there's been really a spike in, I think, in two areas particularly. One has been this obviously kind of spike in shootings and in gang-related crime that's happened in part of this community, which is serious. The second was is we had this kind of rash of graffiti that came quickly that we were not having the amount of in the past. And we've been trying to address that as quickly. The resources on graffiti have not changed, but we've had that also increase as well. And they both, from what I understand from the commander, the graffiti that we saw as well as the increase in that crime, but also the shootings have all been somewhat related into what some of the activity that's happened and sort of people that have moved in into the area that are really not welcome in this community. And so we're addressing that, or they're trying to address that, but it's seriously something that we should be concerned about and vigilant about. I want to reemphasize something that the commander also said about Go Long Beach. While we try to get the graffiti removed as soon as possible, I can't tell you how important it is that if you're able to report it using your smartphone, it's so important for us to have that photo of it. Because when you take a picture of the graffiti and it goes to Public Works, PD does have access to it, and they're able to then keep a record and look at what the graffiti actually looked like. Because a lot of this graffiti is essentially tagging or a gang sign or a message that then gets covered up by another gang sign or another message. And recording that information is really, really important for PD. And the other thing I'll mention, and I don't know if you've mentioned this about the cameras yet.
I haven't yet.
So I want to just make sure that you guys know, because this is, the timing is obviously, works out. But this is something we've actually been working on for about 3 or 4 months with the commander, maybe a little bit longer. But we are in the process right now of installing 6 permanent security cameras all around Drake Park. And the cameras, which is great, the cameras are actually going to be hooked up to the Long Beach Cop System, which, if you've not read about this, it's our new camera system that is centrally located at our command center, but that it has access to all the cameras throughout the city. We haven't had cameras at Drake Park before. We actually don't have a lot of cameras in many of our parks, but this is something that was a request, actually, of Alicia Carrera's group probably about a year ago or so. She's been asked, her and a lot of the mothers and Wilmore have requested cameras around Drake Park. And so we worked on those. Probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, we actually got final approval on the cameras through our technology services group. And so I would imagine, we talked to the city manager tonight to try to make this quicker, but we hope to get these 6 cameras installed. These are high-tech cameras. They can see cover a lot of area. And they'll be the locations of those have been selected through Parks and Rec and the Police Department and Technology Services, and they'll be installed to create really a virtual eye on the park and the surrounding area. I know that sometimes people don't feel comfortable with cameras for whatever reason. I get that, but I think this is important for this park and particularly for the neighborhood to have this extra. Really, what this is another tool for the police department to keep an eye on our youth and on the park and on the residents in the community. So I hope that you'll be supportive of this. I hope that you will work with our police department to support this. And what we'd like to do is if we feel these cameras are working, if we feel that they're a good investment, I certainly think they are, then I want to expand that camera program to other parts of the neighborhood. And if particularly you're willing in your, on your block or in your part of the neighborhood, it's something that you're interested in, we can talk about that and have some discussions about how we can expand that program as well, if that's something you're interested in. I'm sticking around. I'm not going anywhere. I want to turn it back to the commander. But I also want to make sure that if you can please join me in thanking the commander and the police department for their work over not just yesterday, but overall over the last few weeks on this issue. I really appreciate it.